Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuester. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lamar throws the ball into Hale, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Lamar moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuester fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Cochran. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McNulty steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Poole reaches second base with a double. Welch scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poole scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Harris trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Myatt, who tags Harris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bishop moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter is called out on strikes. One out. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. McNulty moves to third. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Harris moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Harris moves to third. 2 outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lamar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-2 in the game. Note hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Welch scores. Poole moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poole scores. Galloway scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lamar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Jameson throws the ball into Feuchter, who tags Lamar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch moves to third. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynaud bunts towards first. Poole fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Homer Summa pinch hits for Sherry Smith. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.